Residents who are living in Logan are invited to share ideas on how money used for community development block grants can best benefit their neighborhood. James Olson oversees the distribution of the monies for Logan City and says the neighborhood council and the city officials are interested in how the city can better communicate with residents about ways to use nearly $500,000 this year.
The more we can have people working on the ground level within the neighborhoods, teaching people how to mobilize and really work together and really stretch that money just as far as we can stretch it.
Olson says this year's CBG allocations are less than in previous years because of federal cutbacks. Most recently, the federal grant money was used to help purchase land for the new Cache County food pantry.
Really, between housing and infrastructure and things to nonprofits, there's a lot of diversity, you know, a whole array of things that we can do with CDBG dollars.
Public comment will be taken at the start of each meeting beginning Wednesday night at Bridger Elementary. This month's topics include discussions about proposed amendments to single-family residential zoning and neighborhood and block improvements. For a complete list of locations and times of the Logan Neighborhood Meetings, go to our website at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst reporting for Utah Public Radio.